Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
Well, here we are again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good.
Another day.
Another day, yes it is, and we've got a lot of callers in the queue today, which is nice, so we're going to be getting to your calls very soon, but first I want to let you know how to get in touch with us and stay connected with us. You can join us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us here by clicking on that follow button under our show profile link, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You can also join us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can reach Neil 562-596-7818 if you'd like to have a conversation that is more extensive than the show can allow for. Also, let's see, we're on iTunes. I want to remind everyone we do have a podcast, and you can now listen to us on Stitcher.com. So a couple places where you can find our show outside of Blog Talk Radio. And anyway, Neil, today we're going to be talking about astral projecting, and of course we're going to start with my experience the other night where I got stuck. I don't know. Why don't you talk about it?
Well, I don't, you better inform everybody how you got stuck, what happened.
Well, you know, it's weird because I wasn't, you know, when I ended up waking up, I wasn't, there's no recollection of a dream or anything, but what happened was, I don't know, I guess I was yelling. You can describe what I was doing first, and then I'll go into my experience.
Well, you better refresh my memory. I'm not sure. You got to refresh my memory.
I have to refresh your memory.
Yeah.
Well, and this has happened to me before, you know, I've had successful astral projections in my sleep, but you had actually told me the night that this happened that I was going to have a weird dream. We do a lot of work with the chakras and things like that. So we had done some specific work, and then you indicated to me that I would have this astral experience that night. And what ended up happening is, I don't know if it was because I was wearing two types of clothes or what it was when I was sleeping, but I was stuck, I guess, and unable to actually wake up or get out of the space I was in. It was a very dark, dark space.
Oh, yeah,
space.
I remember now. Yeah.
Right. So,
well, that sometimes happens. What people don't tend to realize is we all astral project at night. Now, there are certain dreams we have that are just in our head, and we have symbolic dreams just in our head. But when we actually have an astral projection experience, what happens is that we leave our body, typically through the third eye. The crown of the head, there's some indication that maybe it happens the crown of the head, but that's more of your channeling energy. And when you actually exit the body for the very last time, you more or less go through the crown of the head. But the third eye is where it's sort of the umbilical cord to the soul. And the third eye the astral body leaves through the third eye and through that umbilical cord. It's like an attachment cord an astronaut would have. And you go out into the astral realm. Now, when you go out into the astral realm, what you're also going out to is through the etheric, emotional, more the subtle areas of the body zone, beyond the body zone. So you're going to be going through the energies of your past lives, that where you can get stuck in a past life and have an experience, relive an experience. You're going to get into areas where you've had trauma in your past lives, so that can occur. Once you get past the element, if that is indeed the case, if you get past the element of your past lives, you're going more into the etheric realms, into the higher realms. And there you can encounter spirits, demons, angels, guides, other souls that are moving around. You actually can see that in the more of the subtle areas too, right near the body. And in that regard, you can actually aggravate the condition and the content of your sleeping state.
Right, and I don't know if I had already had, it's interesting. Callers, by the way, because I see that people are dropping out, we talk for like 15 minutes. I know there's somebody, a few new people that have come in and dropped. So we do talk, we will get to your readings, but, you know, this is how we run the show. Anyway, what I was going to say was, I don't know if in this experience, Neil, that because I don't have any recollection of any astral experience. The only recollection I have was being trapped and not really knowing I was trapped. I felt, you know, at the time that I was trapped, it wasn't like I was thinking I'm trapped in this space. I was still in a dream state. But I don't know if I had already astral projected or if I was on my way out, because I don't have any recollection of an astral experience. Now, after this one,
you can experience turmoil in your sleep upon the exit of your body, leaving your body, or trying to get back into your body, the astral realm. The physical body will wake up sometimes in the process of exiting or re-entering the body. And when that happens, it sort of disturbs the astral body from coming in because you're in a conscious state.
Was I re-entering, do you think, the body?
You were re-entering.
So I'd already had an astral experience, but unfortunately what interrupted my return to my body completely wiped my memory of any astral experience that I had prior to, which is unfortunate.
You're waking up before you actually re-enter the body, and that can cause a horrible reaction to the physical body. You can be frozen. You get frozen because of the re-entry energy. You can feel like you're not breathing. There might be a pressure on you. A lot of people have said that in their sleep, they have felt a presence on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can have a presence on top of you during astral projection, and that presence is usually a demonic or a lower energy that is very aware that you're outside of your body, and it's sort of like aggravating your physical body while you're out there. So it'd be like somebody trying to rob your home knowing you just left, and there are lower entities that will do that. Which is a problem. The other problem is that you actually wake up and see yourself trying to get back in. And you can experience that as a pressure of something above you when it's actually your own astral body.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
That's what makes it interesting. I was able to, in a conscious state once, see my astral body outside of my body. It was very weird.
That's bizarre.
I was awake. I was locked in a conscious state. I couldn't move my body. And I saw my astral body swimming around me as though it were water, and I was looking at a skin diver, just kind of floating around and diving down and up and around. And it was weird because I, in the element of watching it, I felt like I was also in the body flying, in that body in front of me flying. And I don't know, maybe because I've been doing this for so long, I was able to get to that place where I could see both things happen at once. The ultimate goal is to be in a conscious state and to see your astral, and to experience your astral body leaving your physical body and then going to different places.
Right, and be able to actually control your journey rather than just land wherever your dream state takes you, essentially.
Yeah.
To
sometimes
you're about conscious awareness during the astral projection process rather than just kind of rolling the dice.
That's true. People who have reoccurring dreams, weird reoccurring dreams, it's because whenever the astral body leaves the physical body, it's got a compelling factor in a past life that it cannot escape. So it kind of gets sucked into it like a black hole. And so whenever the astral body leaves the physical body, it goes immediately to that past life zone where there's a lot of turmoil and trouble. That's why a lot of people have reoccurring troubling dreams.
Mm.
But not everybody has a troubling dream. Some people have dreams of light and energy. Some people, I just was talking to a client today who was talking about having a dream, and in the dream she experienced an old man, like an old homeless man, and she was trying to help this man, and she was dealing with the numbers 4 and 7 as a code, which is heart and spirit. In other words, we can sometimes encounter, when we're out there in the astral realm, we can encounter other people who are having astral dreams and encounter their souls floating around, and we can engage in conversation or in dialogue. Sometimes we know them from a past life, and then sometimes we don't, but we can encounter other like people having astral journeys and have that energy going on. Other times we can encounter guides. We can encounter people who have crossed over who are now locked in the astral realm as a soul, and we can meet them even though we have no history with them. I oftentimes, when I astral project, I encounter people who are trapped in the astral realm. They're in the soul state. And when I mean trapped, they're not always in pain or duress, but they're between worlds. They're between the physical mm-hmm. world and the spiritual world. And I've encountered them on that basis, too. What you have to do, there are certain things real quickly to protect ourselves when we go out into the astral realm. Before you go to sleep, always prepare yourself that you might be astral projecting, and ask guides and spirits and angels to be there to kind of spot you, to kind of make sure that your journey is going to be accompanied by some form of protection. 2, here's another trick of the trade. If you ever are wake up in that terrifying locked position, if any of you have ever had that, breathe heavily through your mouth, a puff of air, and usually that will bring you back into your body quickly, and it will eliminate anything around you that is devious in nature.
Well, I don't think, for me, in that experience, I didn't have the conscious awareness to know that I was stuck. I wasn't even aware of what was going on. To be able to take, have the foresight to be able to take a breath and bring yourself back in. I mean, I didn't even know what was going on. I was totally confused, and I want to mention that. When I woke up and I was aware, finally, and back in my body, I had horrible, horrible pain in my knee. I mean, like, searing pain in my throat. I thought, first of all, that I'd injured myself while working out, and the injury was just kind of popping up in my sleep, like sometimes will happen after a heavy workout, and my throat was on fire, so I thought for sure that I was going to be sick the next day, and when I woke up the next day, I was fine. I didn't even have any of that, but I was in a lot of pain.
Your physical body's experiencing you crash-landed.
Mm-hmm.
So you crash-landed. Your astral body crashed into your physical body. It didn't have a smooth landing.
And people can actually die when they're coming back into their body and
your
don't land
stop.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's very scary. It was very, very scary. And I've had that. I've had it happen before. I've had instances of sleep paralysis. This isn't the same as sleep paralysis, but it's like a cousin, it feels like, to that experience.
I mean, for many reasons, but one of the reasons a lot of us die in our sleep is we're on our backs, and we die during the entry or exit of astral journey. But that's the way our soul, that encompasses our spirit, usually leaves the body for the last time, then the cord is severed. As soon as the heart stops, or the brain, well, not the brain, but as soon as the heart stops, the cord is severed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, you can have those experiences and feel like you've crash-landed on the planet, but it's actually your astral body crash-landing. A lot of people will actually wake up, and when they're awake, they gain consciousness by jumping out of bed. that was usually when the astral body is sucked into the physical body very rapidly, and then the physical body almost jumps out of bed gasping for breath or very excited, like they've been, like something's been menacing them. That's usually an indication that your astral body has rushed into your physical body at a very rapid pace because it was trying to get in before consciousness actually occurred.
Right, and then, of course, you can help your astral journey, assist your astral journey by wearing loose clothing to bed or no clothing,
I suppose. Yeah, that's another reason, not covering your third eye. Lastly,
not covering your third eye.
I've known people who have woken up and went through the day and their astral body was outside of their physical body.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, I've known that. And they're extremely lethargic.
Lethargic, uh-huh.
And they're not thinking. They're not really in their body. They feel out. They feel disoriented. Their astral body's around them, so it's in their etheric realm, and so there's that strong connection. But they're actually out of body and awake. And until it finally the astral body can more subtly get into the body and they wake up and kind of get in tune with their astral body, it's a hard journey until then. And this happens a lot of times with people who do a lot of drugs or do a lot of drinking. Sometimes the astral body will leave the body at certain points in time, and you're sort of out of body, out of mind.
Okay, well, Neil, I think it's time to get to our callers, so we're going to stop right there, if that's all right. Anything
no,
else?
Let's move on to our callers.
All right, let's bring on area code 575. Good morning.
Hi, I was just wanting to get a reading.
Okay, who's this?
This is Tammy.
Tammy, have we spoken with you before? T-A-M-I or T-A-M-M-I?
T-A-M-M-Y.
Why? Okay. And what's your birth date?
7/20/63. 7/20?
Yeah. And your location, please, Tammy?
Mexico.
Mexico. What part? I love it when we get our callers from abroad. I'm sorry?
Southeast.
Mexico. All right. And you just want a general reading?
Well, I would like a reading about someone that's new that's come into my life, and I'm just curious about the purpose of this.
Okay, do you have a birth date for that individual? You don't have to mention the name, so we can keep it confidential. So if you give the birth date and not mention the name, it's probably the best thing if you're concerned about confidentiality.
February 21, 65.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, there's definitely a big connection there. 2, 4, 5, 15, 11, 26, 8. Right? Is that what you're getting?
26, 8,
yeah.
And a 28, 10, 1. You, Tammy, you're a 28, 10, 1. You're compounded. So that means you're an old soul. You have a compounded amount of energy in your past lives. In the karma, typically, Tammy, this can result in families that are there's divorce, whether in your immediate family or with yourself, there's divorce, or a very, very harsh separation with someone you were very much in love with, very deep, someone that you might have even lived with. But those are the indications of your energy. I'm sorry?
Okay, I'm listening.
And the other part of this too is you see your 7 to this person's 2 is a 7 and a 2 in your month. Well, that matches your first two numbers, 7 and 2. Now your second number 2 and his second number 2 is 2, 2, and that matches his first two numbers, 2, 2. Not only that, astral number is 1 and his is 8. That's a 9. Now, that is the same as your 7 and 2 and your 6 and 3.
Okay.
Not only that, but you're 51 years old and his numbers accumulate to a 51, if you will, in terms of 2, 2, 1 and the 19 is actually a 51 because it's 41 plus 10. So you're meeting him. This is a past life situation. You've gone through two past lives with this person. This is your third. Your numbers are interchangeable in your year, meaning that your 6 to his 5 is 65, and his 6 matched to your 3 is 63. So your years are interchangeable, meaning that even though you've had a past life with them, two, and this is your third, so two past lives, you're meant to not just go through karma with this person, but there's a chance that you and this person can transcend into something higher, meaning that there could be a relationship beyond just resolving a karma with this person. This person could be coming from troubled relationships, too, and so you have a matched energy in there. It's kind of like a kindred soul, Tammy, to where there's a link between the two of you in the way that you both experienced life in your early years and some of the harshness of relationships and the challenges. Well, the two of you can find shelter to the extent that you both can fall in love and find peace with each other and kind of shelter from the storm. Because in this regard, once you've gone through the karma that you have had with him, and I think this karma, what it's really weird because I see the two of you with an animal traveling in a past life. So it was you and this person and an animal, and you were traveling. And what I'm seeing is like an old pickup truck. So I don't know, it might have been, this might have been in the 20s, 1920s or something, and you had an animal with you. So there was some form of traveling in there. But it seems to me that there was something in that past life, Tammy, that was, you were poor. You were poor. And you know, you were of low income. And you had this dog with you and you traveled. Maybe you were migrant workers. I'm not sure. Because the area looks rather arid. It almost looks like southwestern desert area. Not Mexico, but United States. And I'm seeing that energy with you. Now, also in the energy, there might be some military energy going on. I don't know if there's anybody in this lifetime that you were close to that was in the military, but in this past life with this person, there was some form of military energy going on. So that could be, there could be some weapons that could surface in this lifetime, maybe for peaceful purposes or just recreational purposes. But that might be some indication there, Tammy. There is an art form that I'm starting to see that's emerging from this past life. So there's a bit of an artist in the energy that could manifest in this lifetime. I don't know so far if any of this is making sense to you, but because sometimes the past lives don't actually connect to our consciousness or manifest as a form of energy. But I'm seeing this in a past life zone. And in my estimation, what you've got with this person is perhaps a promising relationship. I mean, it would have to go into more depth than what I can offer on the radio, but there's some promise in this. Nice stuff.
Well, I think you hit a lot of things on the head with him, you know, just the communications with him. I mean, one of the things that we have in common is traveling globally.
Okay.
And it's like that's what I've done, but that's what he wants to do. So.
Well,
and then,
yeah.
Yeah. He's coming out of a troubled relationship. It does seem like we both had some heavy stuff to deal with. I mean, I think you've hit it on the head, so.
Well, good. Well, then, you know, there's some strong indication that there's room to grow with this person. I mean... I'm kind of excited about it as a reader because I see a lot of potential here for the two of you. What do you do globally when you travel?
I do logistics and also just business development.
Okay, good.
Okay, well.
Well, I hope that's helped a little bit for just the kind of an entertaining reading in terms of your question.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating. Thank you.
Thanks, Tammy. Tammy can reach Neil at 562-596-7818. And, Neil, we're going to get to our next caller, unless there's something you wanted to say.
No, let's move forward.
Okay, 510 is our next.
Hello.
Morning. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys? Tamika.
Tamika?
Yes.
How do you spell your name? I know we've spoken with you before, but I don't remember the spelling.
T-A-M-I-K-A.
Okay, Tamika. And your birth date, Tamika. Your birth date, please?
6/22/75.
Okay, and you're calling from Northern California, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, unless you're somewhere else and you've got a cell phone.
Yeah, California.
You are. Okay. And she's 32/5. What brings you to our show today?
Mine is regarding a particular guy that I'm involved with.
You have his birth date?
No, it's March 5th.
Okay. 3/5, a year would help, but if you don't have it.
I don't have it.
You know how old he is?
30.
Okay, well,
well, that's easy to find out then.
Yeah.
30 from 2014.
86, 86.
So he's 84.
84.
He was born in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
So 18, 28 to 9, 30. So he's a 30. Oh, he's a 30 to year 5. So that's 35.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a 5 and he's a 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're a 5 and he's a 3, look at his first two numbers, 3 and 5.
Right.
See? Well, you understand me, Tamika? Your master number is 5, his is 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or listen to it this way. His master number is 3 and your master number is 5, and that matches his month and day.
Okay.
Now you get it, right?
Yeah,
that's a past life. You've had a past life.
Okay.
And so you have a past life with this individual. You're 39 now, so you're going to be so this coming June is a big change for you. He's 30 now, so he's going through his change right now. He's going through a change. And, you know, there's something very exotic about your energy. Exotic, what I mean by that is when I'm listening to you, it's a past life, I think, but I'm getting a lot of islands and kind of that sensual breeze that goes through an island, that cool, moist breeze, but there's some heat, there's some warmth in it, and there's like palm trees, and I'm getting that energy around you, Tamika, because I think it's from a past life. It's rather odd to me as I move into it, but there's something about it, and you know, when I hear the natural sounds in that movement, I'm feeling a lot of music, but it's just not music. It's almost like the music of nature, so there's something regarding that, and I think that I seem to be getting into these, at least with the second caller here, I'm getting into a past life scenario between two people where I saw them sort of traveling, even though it was a pickup truck. I'm seeing you on this island with this person.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like when you blow music into the seashell. And,
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of that stuff. And a lot of fire in terms of ritual.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it's
yes, it does.
Okay, good. Because it's a very engaging and enchanting and mystical element that I'm getting. And
that's how it feels.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's coming from a past life. So, so you two are sort of, you know, if you two could be on the same wavelength and consciously discuss that past life, you two could have a very intense experience in the element of astral travel or being together on a dark night with candlelight and looking to each other's face.
Yes.
That makes sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what's fun. What's really fun about meeting some of your past life connections, what thing that's really fun to do is to get into a dark room, only have one candlelight on, and watch each other's face morph. It's eerie.
Yeah, we do. I think we do astro jump to each other. I think we do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying then, Tamika. This is there's no promise that it can last forever, but there's a potential for it to be very intense. You have a strong connection with them. I think sometimes we can make human choices in life and can do our contract with somebody if we want to. And you two could have a beautiful connection that way if you both so desire it.
Okay.
All right, Tamika.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All righty. We've got area code 206 next. Anything you wanted to say, Neil, before we move on to our next caller?
No, let's keep moving. How much time do we have left?
We have 30 minutes. This is our only caller with their hand raised here in the queue.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a couple callers that are just listening. So, if they want to speak with us, they can let us know by raising their hand.
Yeah.
Okay. And 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Just want to let everybody know how to get in touch with them. Of course, they can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and right here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, 206. Hi.
Hello. My name is Hollis.
Okay, H-O-L-L-I-S. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, hi, Hollis. That's a nice name.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from, please?
From Seattle.
And
it's interesting because I felt Seattle is more of a country, but I really felt a lot of farm and farm energy around you and wilderness. And I just want to tell you before you Kristen continues, Hollis has a very strong literary element around it, writing, storytelling. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Let's get your birth date, Hollis, and see.
Okay, I'm 1961.
Oh, I just broke my pencil. My goodness. Okay. And
that last call was amazing, and I was in the island with the wind and the conch shell, and it was beautiful.
Well, Neil obviously has a literary element, that storyteller. A part of his...
Yeah, it was lovely, and boy, what a nice relationship.
Yes, indeed. What's your question, Hollis?
Well, my question is this. I'm going through some family difficulties around a passing. My mother passed, and... My question is... Gosh, I've been really, really, really focusing on spiritual cleansing and moving up to a higher vibration and ritual and shaman work. And I go 2 weeks ahead and feel good. And then there's just this black energy that corrodes. The family is just in an upheaval. And I'm getting tired. And wonder if there was any maybe ritual or energy work that you could recommend that I haven't tapped into.
Sure. Hollis, let me ask you something. In 1988, when you were 27, was there any abrupt change in your life then?
Yes.
And can you share that with us?
In 1988, I stopped drinking alcohol.
You see, that's what I'm connecting to, abrupt change. So the energy of the alcohol comes from a past life that meets again in this lifetime with certain family conditions that are going on. So the way you're born into this earth is a complete continuation of the way you left the planet. So you're born into a world of turmoil, having left a world of turmoil. That's karma.
Okay.
Your 1 and 9 is a 10. Now, that 10 has a 0 in it. And that 0 designates a really strong past life that was kind of desolate. In that past life, there could have even been suicide or just a wasted kind of life. And that, in that attitude, Hollis, wasted life, you're drowning in drink and, you know, just not activating the best parts of your higher energy, and you're mostly in the lower body zones. That's from a past life. You have a 9 in your fire number. That's your day, and that means, and you are a 9 by master number, which means you're a real survivor, total survivor. Your 6 is your shamanism. That's your third eye. And the drop from 6 to 1 is 5. That's your verbal energy. So your shamanism is kind of intermingled with that energy of, shamans are also storytellers. They have to be. The greatest shamans illustrate life through storytelling. They storytell through the forces of nature, through the forces of myths, and through the forces of tribal consciousness and the creator and things like this. So their DNA is to tell stories, because they can't be a shaman without it. And that those stories illustrate the deeper lessons of life. Now, your energy, in terms of doing that, you see, you gave up alcoholism at the age of 27. You're 43 now, and you're on a journey.
No, I'm 54. I'll be 54. I'm 53.
I'm sorry. 53. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're 53 now, so you're going on a journey of that hasn't disturbed anything, because what I was about to say was what your next multiple of 9 is going to be.
And we have our master number right anyway. Right?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, everything else has been correct, so that doesn't disturb us too much. Your next master number is at 54. Now, that's 9 times 6, which is going to be a great change in you. So come this January, Hollis, you're going through a great, great change at 54, that year transformation. Now, how do we prepare for that? Well, I would, you know, in my world, I would have to look at your past life energies that have manifested in this life as issues you're still carrying. There might be some regret. There might be some weight of past life drama. There might be some depression. There might just be the weariness of holding on to one of your past lives in terms of your astral body zones that would have to have a clearance in it. That would have to be... That could be done through conscious dialogue, accompanied by breathing and the awareness of what you're letting go of. That, so there would have to be some psychoanalytical approach to seeing just exactly where that zone occurs. Was there any divorce? Did your father abandon the family? Anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah, so see, I'm picking up on a vibe now, Hollis, that starts to take me deeper into the journey of your life, and mm-hmm. and so I see a father being abandoning and a mother that was probably a little bit left with some sort of destitute soul that she had to keep tucked inside of herself. So there was a lot of pain that she died with. Doesn't mean that she didn't perform certain duties as a mother and activate life in a certain way, but left with pain. That pain can become a karmic burden, and so that can be heavy on the energy. I get a lot of rocks around you and stones. I don't know if you live in a place where there's a lot of rocks or stones or natural boulders or something, but I'm seeing that element. I'm seeing a rushing stream with big rocks and boulders around you. Now, I could be going into a past life zone, but it's very strange. Because the water feels very cold to me, so I'm now thinking, God, did you drown in the water in one lifetime? Was there a drowning? You die by the edge of water in despair. I'm seeing a lost child. I don't know. Did you have any children, abortions, stillbirths in this lifetime?
I had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
When I was young.
That miscarriage is coming from a past life that I'm picking up on. And that becomes an element of your journey, Hollis, that it starts to, I incorporate it into how to get through whatever drama you're left with so that we can get your energy going. You see, you're not really meant to come back. If you come back, you're going to be a 28-10-1. you're 27.9 now. Well, indeed, there's a 1.9 in your energy, which is a 10. So there's this kind of threatening energy that karma can still bring you back if you don't get through it. But I think in your soul, you're wanting to get off the planet if you can and remove yourself from the journeys of the Earth and then die a natural death and move forward into the astral realm and begin your journey there. That's why you've got this approaching shaman energy going on and why you're trying to do this work. It's just that some of the clothing that you're wearing is past life energies, layers and layers like animal fur, layers of animal fur around you that you need to shed. So there's some degree of animal energy around you. Any animal pets, any tragic deaths or departures with animals?
I did lose the love of my life when I was 34, my Samoyed.
Yeah,
that
Samoyed.
Was my dog, yes.
Yeah.
I believe he's one of my guardian angels, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. I've got a dog that is a guardian angel of mine. They're not angels. That's the angels you think we're nuts if we call an animal an angel. But
they have a protective energy.
They're guardian spirits,
yeah.
Souls.
Yeah.
They do have a soul. They do have that energy. Mm-hmm. They do have a spirit, I mean. They have a spirit, not a soul. But the energy of that animal, yes, is around you, and I'm picking that up. And the Samoyed, they wonderfully, that's the cold. That's the energy of cold. Mm. So I do believe that animal stayed with you from a past life and reemerged in this lifetime. Because I do believe that animal probably was by your side when you died and left the earth before he did at that point. I do believe the soul of that animal. And you were 34 then. Now, that's a sacred energy number. 34 is 7 in the astral realm, and 3 and 4 is the balance of male and female chakra. So you developed at that point in time, you were letting go, you were losing, and you call it the love of your life, because I believe that animal was the love of your life in that one point of time.
He was. So do you think I need to just work with you, maybe possibly, and clear some of this, because I have to stay here on this planet for a while to take care of a daughter who is 11?
Yeah, I don't think Neil's suggesting that you leave the planet now. I think what he's saying is, you know, when you do leave the planet in the very far future, that you reach a transcendent energy rather than be required to return to the planet. So, you know, we don't want to speed up your death or anything like that.
I really feel like I
will be going to the angelic realm when I leave.
Well,
you got some work to do, Hollis, so that we remove you of all your karma. So your best bet is to work through that karma issue intently so that you can activate the most seventh energy you can while you're still on the planet without kind of working all the time through karma. You want to remove that as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
right, because it is kind of heavy.
Yeah, but there's a way you can... There's ways to get through that. I mean, it's not something, you know, on a radio. I mean, I can't take it from the water and do a couple of chants. It's a little bit complicated. But it's very workable energy.
And Hollis, you're welcome to give Neil a call directly, 562-596-7818. But nice to have you on the show. Thank you for calling.
Okay. And I thank you so much. You guys have a great day, and thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome, Hollis. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And, of course, Hollis can join us on Facebook and Twitter. I have to remind everybody that those sites are there.
Yeah.
Okay. We have got a call from Mary. Okay, so we have 15 minutes and 3 callers, Mary Lou, then 661, and then 804. We're going to try to get to everybody, so about 5 minutes apiece. Sometimes people come in all at once, so then you have to kind of abbreviate the readings. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi. Neil, I was just looking for anything that's coming up. And I also had a question. My birthday is October 22nd, 1962. Did I hear on October 22nd that was your birthday?
No.
No.
No, that's not your birthday. Okay.
No, that person strung up. He's a liar. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know where you heard that, but no, I never said anything.
Okay, it just seemed like on my birthday, it seemed like, wait, if I share a birthday with him, you would have said something, right?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you're keeping it a secret, right?
No, no, no. October 22nd is not, it has nothing to do with my birth date, Mary
Lou. Okay. All right.
Okay, well, what was your question?
Anything coming up for me?
Oh, anything coming up? You're 52, am I got this right? You're
52
years old. And 23, you had a karmic change at 23. 23 is actually a karmic change at 23, and 22 and 1, which is in your day and month, that's a 23. You're 52 now, so you've gone through 10 cycle and 2. Oh, boy, this big change coming up. You're going through a change, Mary Lou. This year... Yeah, this year you're going through a change because the year just turned over in October. Oh, let's see. Well, are you planning to travel or receive anyone who is traveling into your life in the near future?
Oh, I live in a tourist destination. People are always coming here, so I don't know. I have no plans to travel, but if I had money, I would go anywhere.
She's in New Orleans, I believe.
Oh. Do you ever receive any of these tourists? Do you ever have to interact with them?
Yeah, people from throughout your life will show up on your doorstep with 10 minutes notice. You never know.
Yeah, you're talking in code.
No, when you live in a tourist destination... I literally get phone calls and people say they're on their way to my house and they live in a different state and they're on their way to my house and I get 10 minutes notice.
Yeah, well, you know, because I'm seeing you receiving, I didn't know that, Mary Lou, and I'm seeing you receiving tourists or people into your life. And what you're telling me is, well, gee, that's true, because it happens to me quite often. People will call up in my life and say, I've got a 10-minute notice before they arrive, and I'm picking up on that energy. So someone is going to be coming into your life once again this year. And again, it's really strange, Mary Lou, you know, New Orleans. This person that will be coming into your life, now let's go to a past life. You knew this person in Hawaii. So I don't know if you have any connections to Hawaii or desires or dreams or interest, but the person that's going to be entering your world this year, you had a connection with them in a past life in Hawaii. Now, it may manifest that this person will share with you that they were in Hawaii. They may say it casually speaking, something about Hawaii, but that's a light. That's a flickering light of recognition for what I'm telling you, that you had a connection with them in a past life. And I'm getting something around you, Mary Lou, that's broken. Has anything broken accidentally lately, fallen off the shelf, broke, glass broke, lights broke, anything broken yet?
I have paper rolls for photography that are 9 feet, and I have 10 of them that were pinned to the wall, and they just, after 7 years of being there, spontaneously, the whole thing, all 10 rolls, fell off the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, you have some spirit energy going on and a change going on, so you have spirit activity in your environment. That's what I'm picking up on. And I don't have time to go into the details of what the deeper messages behind that. It's nothing alarming, so I don't have to worry that I have to tell you on the radio what it is. But it's marking a change, and there's a sort of subtle suggestion behind the activity that might be of interest to you, but I would have to probably go into a much deeper reading than what we have time for, because these are just like 5-minute readings.
Okay, and thank you, Mary Lou, for your call. We do have to get to our next caller, area code 661. Good morning.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. How are you both doing?
Hi, Jesus, please.
This is Jane, and I'm calling from Toronto. and my date of birth is 6/18/70.
Thank you for having that ready.
6/18/70?
70, correct?
Yes.
Toronto, Canada. 6/7/1325, 32/5. Is that right?
Yeah.
And interesting, she's the reverse of Mary Lou's number, 2332, the last caller we had.
Yeah.
That same master number, of course. Okay, Jane, what's your question?
Well, I want to work from home, and I want to know if my company will allow me to work from home. I'm not sure if now is a good time to ask. I'm getting really distracted by many people's energies at work.
Okay.
Well, you know, the idea of working at home is not just a question that you ask your employer. It's a question that you ask your soul, and the ability that you have the option of doing it on a destiny level that is karmically connected. A lot of us can work in our home, but it's just not about the conveniency of what our current life state is. It's about the energy of, can karmically, are you allowed to work in your home because the land and the earth that your home is standing on has that kind of karmic planting, if you will, that can bear fruit and be productive at the same time. So that's one element. The other is the tribal essence of who you work for and whether that tribal consciousness is going to let you depart from the tribe and work directly at home like an outcast or like someone who's like an agent or somebody who goes out and does the work outside of their perimeters of the country, like a Christopher Columbus or something.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you something, Jane. When you were 32 in 2002, was there a job change then?
I think around that time. I think so.
Okay. And have you ever done any work with any kind of correspondence with writing or having to form some kind of statement, writing, scripture? I don't mean biblical scripture, but the content, transcripts, anything like that ever in your life?
No, I haven't done any kind of work like that.
Well, how about your family? Anybody in your family that had that kind of experience? Or did you ever have to engage any kind of lawyer or attorney for any reason?
No, not me.
Okay, then tell me what, let me get this adjusted correctly because I'll do this real quickly. What kind of work do you do?
I work in customer service. I work in call center.
Customer service for what?
A call center, she said. But so what type of business?
Okay.
Jane?
I work for a travel company.
Oh, travel. Well, the travel company, you see, I was talking about, okay, I mentioned the name Christopher Columbus in my allusion to agents. And Christopher Columbus, of course, traveled. So I'm getting it now. This is a traveling zone of energy. And I'm understanding, too, with the transcripts and the writing is occurring. So you're working the call center, customer center of a travel company. And that makes a little sense to me because of the what I've been picking up about you, that surface is like a Christopher Columbus kind of traveling energy. So I think you have a good chance, to answer your question correctly, you have a fairly good chance of working at home. You have one person there out of that won't like the idea. So I don't know if you have three superiors above you, but one won't like the idea, the other two won't really care. Are there three supervisors above you at least?
Yes. Is it a male that won't agree or a female?
Yeah, a male.
A male, okay. That's probably my direct manager.
Yeah, he may not like the idea, but he could be persuaded to allow it. Because there might be two females that are saying, yeah, it's okay with us. Are there two female superiors above you?
Yes, yeah. The most directed, the director is a female.
Yeah. So in that regard, Jane, is a good fighting chance, but you're going to really have to stay on top of things and work extra hard if you're going to be working at home to appease that male energy that everything's running sufficiently.
Okay, is now a good time to ask, or should I wait a bit later?
Yeah, now's a good chance to ask. You have about a 70 to 75% rate of success at this point.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Jane, thank you very much. And 562-718 is Neil's number. You can join us on Facebook or Twitter.
I want to emphasize 70-75%, not 100. So, you know, don't bark if you don't get it. I'm not saying it's 100%. There's a little, that male energy is a little bit difficult.
Right.
So, I don't have time to go into it any deeper than that.
Okay. Well, we've got 4 minutes, Neil. The person that was in the queue next just dropped out of the queue, does not have their hand raised, so I'm going to take 973. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm sorry. Who's this?
Hi, Kirsten. How are you? This is Jackie. This is Jackie.
Oh, my goodness. Jackie.
Yeah.
Hi.
K or Q?
Q-U-I-E?
Yeah, Q-U-E. J-A-C-Q-U-E.
What's your birth date again, Jackie?
1/5/1965.
Okay. How's it going?
It's going. Just, you know, dealing with it as it comes. Trying to take a moment to gather myself.
Okay. Well, we've got a short bit of time left. So, this is the last one we're going to be able to take. We've only got 4 minutes left, so we're going to have to keep it pretty brief.
Okay.
Jackie, update, or do you have a question quickly?
Really, update. I was going to ask a question about my job, but I called in late. I understand that.
That's okay. You can ask quickly. If you want to ask, go ahead.
I want to change. I just want to see if you see any major changes coming.
Are you still teaching?
Yeah.
Well,
you've done private readings with Jackie, just to refresh your memory.
Jackie, it could be symbolic. Now, it could be symbolic, so let's not worry too much about it, but I see a leg in, a broken leg, like a sore leg. Do you have any soreness in your leg as we speak, any leg issues?
I'm sorry. My son was talking to me at the same time. Could you repeat that?
What I was saying, Jackie, was it may be symbolic, so don't worry about it, but I was seeing like a hurt leg, a broken leg, a strained leg. Do you have any leg issues?
Yeah, sometimes it just seems, like, sore, but my son just recently dislocated his bone.
Oh, okay. When did he do that?
About 3 weeks ago in a game.
And what bone was that? Was that arm, leg, what?
The elbow.
Elbow. Okay, well, I'm sort of branching through two zones, your leg and a broken bone or a hurt, strained or something. So that involves your son, too. And what I think I could do with, you know, the only thing I can do with you right now, Jackie, with the amount of time we have, I'm just going to send an angelic blessing over to your energy because I feel a lot of weariness in your voice and a little bit of concern and weight. And I think that with the time we've got, the best thing I can do is, I mean, I ask angels to go over everybody's lives that approach us on the radio, but I want to extend something over to you as well. In your environment, are there any spots on the ceilings? Do you have any areas on your ceilings where you have a stain, a spot? I don't care if it's water, whatever it may be, but anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask, because I'm picking up on that energy, Jackie. So I think the best thing I can do for you to cut to the chase, so to speak, is to ask an angel to move over to your environment and just kind of linger there and do whatever blessings and cleansings that can occur. Because we've only got 1 minute left, and I've got to hand the mic back to Kristen, but I hope that might help.
Okay. I'll send you an email.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Jackie.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's it, everyone. We did have someone listening, Deanna. I'm sorry we're not going to be able to get to your call, but she raised her hand late, so we do have to wrap on time today. But
That's it. If anybody in the queue wants to get in touch with us or has a comment, you can always email us on Facebook. Or for those of you who have my personal email, you can send communication there. We are back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m., and that's the show. Bye.